Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
How are you, John Langley?
Pretty good.
Now, is Cops still in first run syndication?
Yes, it is. It's still on network and in syndication.
I've seen it. I know it's in a lot of different syndication things, but it's still on Fox?
It sure is, every Saturday night.
What time?
8 to 9.
Cool. I love the theme song myself.
Oh, yeah, the Bad Boys.
Bad Boys, Bad Boys. Perfect song. Now, who picked that? Who picked that for the show? You?
Yeah, I picked that way back when we started the show in Florida, and I thought it would be an interesting idea to do a reggae song.
Had you heard that before?
I'd never heard that song. It was from a broken-down band that was breaking up at the time, who fortunately stayed together and went on to greater glory and bigger success.
Yeah, that's a great great song. I love it. It does have that reggae tinge to it. Now, Cops was really the pioneer in kind of what they're calling real TV.
Yeah, I guess we were one of the trailblazers. I don't think anybody had done a show quite like it at the time.
No, but now, of course, there's a thousand imitators out there. Well, none as good as the original, but...
I appreciate that, but you know what they say about TV. It's the sincerest form of imitation.
That's what they say. and there's no creative thought there, so everybody steals each other's ideas. But talking about stealing ideas, actually, or borrowing them, I understand that there's a new X-Files episode that you were involved in.
Oh, yes. It's the infamous crossover. It's called X-Cops. And it's actually an episode of X-Files, which is shot exactly in the style and manner of the Cops television show.
So it's like handheld cameras and things?
Oh, yeah. It's all cinema, so-called cinema verite. It's literally X-Files meets Cops, so that you have Mulder and Scully wandering around in the world of Cops, seeking out, you know, more strange phenomena.
Now, did Chris Carter from the X-Files call you and say with a suggestion on this? Or?
I originally got a call from the writer of the episode, a fellow named Vince Gilligan, who is one of the producers as well. And he was writing the script on Cops, and Fox had asked if I would be willing to lend the franchise logo and theme song and all that kind of thing. And I said, sure. And Vince, as it turns out, is a big Cops fan, knows the show extremely well, and said he'd been trying to get this on for 2 or 3 years, and the time was ripe.
Do you ever do follow-ups to some of the old Cops episodes?
You know, we never have gotten around to... We're going to put that on the Internet. We're going to start... we have a cop site. We're going to start putting follow-ups to some of those episodes, because people always ask, whatever happened to...
Yeah, I just remember this one where the little girl was clinging to a policewoman.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't want to go. Her father was abusive, and she didn't want to stay there. She wanted to go with the policeman. And I'll never forget the girl's little face, and I wonder what happened to her.
You know, that was literally the first regular series episode, and that goes way back to 1988, 89.
Wow.
So she's 10 years older. She's not a little girl anymore.
No, that's why I'd love to know what happened to her.
You know, somebody told me she ended up going to school and everything was cool. I think she got into radio and television business. I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah, but those are the kinds of things we're going to put on the Internet.
Well, that's okay. So she went bad then after all.
She went good.
No, she went in radio.
In a bad way.
She'll go in radio. That's people who don't do well in their education, so they end up in radio like me.
Or TV like me.
Now, what was your background? Where are you from originally?
I was born in Oklahoma and raised in California.
And when did you become so interested in TV and film and things?
Well, you know, it's kind of a roundabout way. I was studying to be a professor at one time in the English literature, and I was working on a doctorate in philosophy of aesthetics, of all things, and I realized there wasn't a lot of practical applications for that. So through a roundabout series of events, somebody read something that I had written. I'd always been a writer type, and that led to getting involved in showbiz.
Now, what was your first big break quote unquote?
First big break. I guess the first thing I did was I did a documentary years ago called Cocaine Blues, which I wrote and produced and directed, and it had some success and won some awards and that kind of thing, and that sort of set me on this reality path, so-called reality path.
Well, it's amazing, though. I mean, reality TV even does now a show called Real TV. But, I mean, reality TV has just taken off and even hit the movies with things like The Blair Witch Project.
Oh, yeah, it's interesting because it's point-of-view filmmaking. I mean, I was kind of curious about The Blair Witch Project because if you think about it, it's essentially what you do with cops. You follow somebody's point of view, and you don't break the line of objective reality versus subjective reality.
How much of cops do we not see?
Oh, God. You don't see tons of paperwork and boredom because it just doesn't play. I mean, nobody's going to sit around and watch a cop fill out forms for 2 hours. And there's a lot of that kind of stuff. I mean, everybody always asks me, well, are the things you're not allowed to show or whatever? And the fact of the matter is, the answer is no. We show what we shoot. The only things that we don't show are paperwork, that kind of boring stuff that...
And nudity.
And nudity. We've shown that, but we blur it.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, you can't show that. And we don't show some of the blood and guts that you come across. I mean, it's just too much for anybody.
Yeah. Have any of your photographers or people been hurt by anybody who attacked them for being there?
Oh, yeah. We've had photographers who've had broken legs chasing after police officers who were chasing after suspects. We had one of our cameramen was hit in the head with a two before, but fortunately it hit the camera first.
Mm.
So it totaled the camera and saved his head. He had
wow.
a slight concussion. And that was during a sort of a riotous environment, a big party that went out of hand.
Are all your original photographers still with you, or is there a lot of turnover?
Oh, yeah, I've got guys that have been with me for the entire beginning of Cops, which is like 12 years now.
Ever considered making a Cops movie?
Yeah, I sure have, actually. I was going to make one with Jim Abrams at one point, because I wanted to do Cops movie more in a fun vein, sort of a parody, a comedy approach.
Is there any possibility of that happening in the near future?
That's still going to happen. It certainly is. It's just not this year.
How did that video do, the Too Hot for TV type video?
Oh, it was extremely successful. It was the biggest selling reality video of all time.
Mm. I mean, Jerry Springer's done pretty well with his as well.
Yeah, that did well, but we sort of set the tone or the pace for all of that, not the tone.
He does
his thing, I do my thing.
How many of those have you put out now?
There were just the original one, and then we had another one we haven't put out yet, but we'll probably end up putting that out later.
Hmm. Do you have a lot of, moral dilemmas sometimes when you have some of these people on the screen? I know that you say during the show that people are not guilty until proven guilty in a court of law, but when they're on there, people in their minds think of them as guilty. Have you had situations where you feel real bad that they were on TV?
I don't, because what we do is we show what happens and we don't make judgments on it. That's up for courts of law to decide in terms of the guilt or innocence of anybody. But, I mean, it's obvious if you're watching an episode and somebody is clearly guilty in your mind based on what you've seen, you can draw your own conclusions. But I'm not, again, telling you what to think or trying to position anyone as guilty or innocent. Our whole job is just to show what happens. You know what I mean? And we don't editorialize about it. It's up for you, the audience, to figure out the truth of it or the...
Well, it's a show that's endearing, and I would assume we'll be running for many, many, many years.
Well, I hope so. Get those kids through school.
How many children do you have?
Four.
Four? What's their age range?
Oh, God, at this stage of the game, they're in their 20s, so...
Ah.
They're all semi-adults.
Yeah, I've got two little ones, so it's a big difference.
Well, mine may grow up. It never changes. They may grow up in another 10 years.
Great. we're talking with John Langley, the executive producer of Cops. And again, Saturday night, Cops on TV and Fox. And on Sunday night, is it this Sunday night with the special edition?
It's this Sunday night. There are two things happening. This Saturday night, we have a two-hour Cops marathon.
Oh, wow.
And then Sunday night, we have the X-Cops, which is X-Files meets Cops.
So Saturday night from 8 to 10 it'll be on then, huh?
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's great. Now, so you make a lot more money on that night.
Well, I hope so.
it's a great show, and I really enjoy it, and continued success, John, and I hope you won't wait another year and a half to talk to us.
Oh, listen, I'm always delighted to talk to you, and I wish you guys the best of luck out there.
Take care.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. That's John Langley from Cops.